as we while our way through these lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, why not read a book for children that takes place under the canopy of the jungle, maybe with a tall glass of iced tea nearby? Daniel Pinkwater, our masterful Wyler and iced tea drinker, and our ambassador to the world of kiddie literature, has brought us yet another book to enjoy. It's called The Story of Little Babaji, and Daniel joins us from his lair in upstate New York. Daniel, good to be back with you.
Scott, it's such a pleasure. And such a pleasure to bring you. This is a good summer story written forever ago by someone named Helen Bannerman, illustrated by the great, and I'm sorry to say the late, Fred Marcellino, who we remember from I, Crocodile.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know he was gone. I love that book, I, Crocodile.
He is gone, but we have some wonderful treasures from him, and this is one of them, with great, great, great illustrations. Scott, let's just read the book.
All right.
Would you like to begin?
Sure, please.
Let's swap pages.
All right. You see a young boy in green shorts standing, and the story simply begins. Once upon a time, there was a little boy, and his name was Little Babaji.
And we see Mother at the sewing machine, and his mother was called Mamaji.
We see Father, who's apparently a craftsman like of metal pots, and wearing a turban. And the story continues, and his father was called Papaji.
And Mamaji made him a beautiful little red coat and a pair of beautiful little blue trousers.
And Papaji went to the bazaar and bought him a beautiful green umbrella and a lovely little pair of purple shoes with crimson soles and crimson linings.
And then wasn't little Babaji grand?
So he put on all his fine clothes and went out for a walk in the jungle.
And by, he met a tiger. And the tiger said to him, "Little Babaji, I'm going to eat you up."
Daniel, I recognize this story, don't I?
Yes.
And it is, it's Little Black Sambo?
No, it's the story of Little Babaji, illustrated by Fred Marcellino.
Well, it's the same story, though, isn't it? I mean, it seems to be proceeding that way.
Yes, but the stupid racial thing has been fixed.
Okay. All right. Well, so far, I'm not uncomfortable reading it.
Right. We'll talk about that more after we finish. Now, let's continue with our reading.
Okay. Little Babaji is shrinking under a green umbrella, and he says, "Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I'll give you my beautiful little red coat." So the tiger said,
"Very well. I won't eat you this time, but you must give me your beautiful little red coat."
So the tiger got poor little Babaji's beautiful red coat and went away saying, "Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle."
And we have, wonderful smile on his face.
He is a self-consciously stupid tiger. He's wearing the coat, which is way too small for him, and he has a very pleases-punch expression.
And little Babaji went on, and by he met another tiger, and it said to him,
"Little Babaji, I'm going to eat you up."
And little Babaji said, "Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I'll give you my beautiful little blue trousers." So the tiger said,
"Very well, I won't eat you this time, but you must give me your beautiful little blue trousers."
So the tiger got poor little Babaji's beautiful little blue trousers and went away saying, "Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle, and this tiger is sillier than the other one, and he is beside himself with pleasure."
Yeah, wearing the blue trousers.
Which don't fit him.
And little Babaji went on, and by he met another tiger, and it said to him,
"Little Babaji, I'm going to eat you up."
And little Babaji said, "Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I'll give you my beautiful little purple shoes with crimson soles and crimson linings." But the tiger said,
"What use would your shoes be to me? I've got 4 feet and you've got only two. You haven't got enough shoes for me."
But little Babaji said, "You could wear them on your ears." "So I could," said the tiger. "That's a very good idea. Give them to me, and I won't eat you this time."
So the tiger got poor little Babaji's beautiful little purple shoes with crimson soles and crimson linings and went away saying,
"Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle."
And he has the most ridiculous little pair of purple shoes hanging off of his ears.
All these tigers, Scott, are heavy-set tigers. They're heavy-set and slow of thought.
Yes.
And by, little Babaji met another tiger, and it said to him, "Little Babaji, I'm going to eat you up." And little Babaji said, "Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I'll give you my beautiful green umbrella." But the tiger said, "How can I carry an umbrella when I need all my paws for walking with?" "You could tie a knot on your tail and carry it that way," said little Babaji. "So I could," said the tiger. "Give it to me, and I won't eat you this time."
So he got poor little Babaji's beautiful green umbrella and went away saying,
"Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle."
And each time we see one of these tigers making off with one of Babaji's possessions, he looks sillier than the last tiger. This one has got an expression you will sometimes see your house cat come up with, but only rarely.
Yeah.
It's laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
And poor little Babaji went away crying because the cruel tigers had taken all his fine clothes.
Presently he heard a terrible noise that sounded like,
"Girl!"
And it got louder and louder. "Oh, dear," said little Babaji, "there are all the tigers coming back to eat me up. What shall I do?" So he ran quickly to a palm tree and peeped round to see what the matter was.
And there he saw all the tigers fighting and disputing which of them was the grandest. And at last they all got so angry that they jumped up and took off all the fine clothes and began to tear each other with their claws and bite each other with their great big white teeth.
And they came rolling and tumbling right to the foot of the very tree where little Babaji was hiding. But he jumped quickly in behind the umbrella. And the tigers all caught hold of each other's tails, and they wrangled and scrambled. And so they found themselves in a ring around the tree.
Then, when the tigers were very wee and very far away, little Babaji jumped up and called out, "Oh, tigers, why have you taken off all your nice clothes? Don't you want them any more?" But the tigers only answered, "Grrr." Then little Babaji said, "If you want them, say so, or I'll take them away." But the tigers would not let go of each other's tails, and so they could only say, "Grrr."
So little Babaji put on all his fine clothes again and walked off.
And the tigers were very, very angry, but still they would not let go of each other's tails. And here begins the classic round the tree thing, and their expressions are priceless. I can't describe them.
That's what it's like. And they were so angry that they ran around the tree trying to eat each other up, and they ran faster and faster.
Till they were whirling round so fast that you couldn't see their legs at all, and they still ran faster and faster and faster.
Till they all just melted away, and there was nothing left but a big, great pool of melted butter, or ghee, as it's called in India, round the foot of the tree.
Now, Papaji was just coming home from his work with a great big brass pot in his arms, and when he saw what was left of all the tigers, he said, "Oh, what lovely melted butter! I'll take that home to Mamaji for her to cook with." So he put it all into the great big brass pot and took it home to Mamaji to cook with.
When Mamaji saw the melted butter, wasn't she pleased? "Now," she said, "we'll all have pancakes for supper."
So she got flour and eggs and milk and sugar and butter, and she made a huge big plate of the most lovely pancakes, and she fried them in the melted butter which the tigers had made, and they were just as yellow and brown as little tigers.
And then they all sat down to dinner.
And Mamaji ate 27 pancakes, and Papaji ate 55.
But little Babaji ate 169 because he was so hungry. And then he's just kind of snoozing, patting his tummy after eating 169
pancakes. It's a classic, Scott.
Yeah, I didn't feel funny about reading it.
Here's the note in the back. Helen Bannerman, who lived in India for 30 years, wrote and illustrated the story of Little Black Sambo in 1899. A story that clearly takes place in India with its tigers and ghee, or melted butter. For this edition of Bannerman's story, the little boy, his mother, and his father have been given authentic Indian names. How simple the fix is.
Yeah.
This controversy has been raging for years. Mm-hmm. In the original, Little Black Sambo is an African child, or an African-American child, perhaps, or a plantation black caricature, mm-hmm. yet he's in the Indian jungle where there are tigers. People have been made uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And the controversy raging is, was she an idiot who really didn't see any difference between natives of India and natives of Africa? Or did she have some reason? Or was she without reason? And I find it uncomfortable and offensive. And yet, I had the book as a child. The story's unbeatable. And some smart editor, just with a stroke of a pen, got rid of Sambo, Mumbo, and Jumbo, as they were called, made Babaji, Mamaji, and Papaji, and it becomes quite a wholesome little book again.
Yeah. Talking about the world reach of literature and literature on the subcontinent, I don't think I've had a chance to tell you this story. You know, I was in Afghanistan recently and came back through Pakistan.
I heard about that.
I brought a present for you back, which will be making its way to you.
Some of that Afghanistani grub, right?
I'll tell you what happened. There was a bookstall selling a number of books, and Michael Sullivan, our resident correspondent in Islamabad, picked up a book and said, "Look, it's Daniel. It was your book. I believe it's called Four Stories."
Something like that.
Yes, well, I know.
I believe it has a distinguished foreword.
The foreword is by me, I don't mind saying. And this book, I purchased a copy for you. I think they actually might have given it to me. There were three copies for sale in this bookstall in Islamabad.
Is this a pirate edition in Urdu?
It's in English. It's a pirate edition, though. But I took the license. They said that author book signings were rare. they couldn't recall one. So even though I only wrote the foreword, I took the liberty of signing it for both of us. And you will see that the three guys who manned the bookstall signed it and have sent it along with me, and I'm going to send it up to you.
Marvelous.
New York.
I knew I had readers somewhere, Scott.
Daniel, thank you very much.
Scott, it was fun as always.
The book we read is The Story of Little Babaji, written by Helen Bannerman.
I recommend it most strongly. It's a beauty.
And illustrated by Fred Marcellino, published by HarperCollins. Daniel Pinkwater, of course, is the author of many fine books for children and for adults on this continent and others. The latest is Uncle Boris in the Yukon and other Shaggy Dog stories. Daniel joins us from his home in the Hudson River Valley.
I'll never forget the day I read a book.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear the day.